On the KSRO live line with us this morning is SRJC President Dr. Frank Chong. Good morning, Dr. Chong.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I am well. We are glad to have you here this morning. Now, you delivered the State of the College address about Santa Rosa Junior College, and one of the things that I was surprised by was the decline in enrollment at the college.
Yeah, typically, Pat, when the economy goes north at community colleges, enrollment goes south, and it's really because people are working. We have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state,
yep.
And that's a good thing for the economy locally, but it's a tough thing for school because during the recession, people lost their jobs and they came back here to be retrained, and we had a growth in enrollment and a spike, and then when the economy turns, a lot of my students are working either part-time or full-time, and they're taking less classes. We have about the same amount of headcount for credit students, about 28,000. But if you get most of those students taking one class or, you know, two classes, less than they did before, that's problematic. And affordable housing is an issue, too. Many students who come from adjacent counties that I talk to coming up from Humboldt or Mendocino, or Lake County, having a hard time finding affordable rental housing.
That makes sense.
Dr. Chong, congratulations on the 100th anniversary of the school, first off. And at your State of the School address, you said that one of the ways that your school will be successful is community support. What does that mean practically?
Well, on a practical basis, to have all of you talk about the availability of classes and the value of going to college. So many of you have children, grandchildren, nephews and nieces who are wondering whether college is worth it or not. And I keep telling people that in their lifetime, if they have at least a college degree, they'll make $1 million more during their lifetime than somebody with just a high school diploma. So the community support is in many ways. We have the largest foundation in the state of California. So clearly the Sonoma County supports the JC, which we're very grateful for. But now we need bodies. We need students to come in and take classes. You know, summer school starts June 19th. Our summer school enrollment is up 6%, but most of that is from online education. That's the other thing that most people don't realize.
Oh, that's true.
Millennials and students of previous current generation are more native to taking classes online rather than in person. Of course, we're going to continue to offer face-to-face classes. There's great value in that, particularly in the languages and in science courses and labs. But in other courses like social sciences and humanities, they're very successful, and many students enjoy taking those courses online. Say if you live out on the coast or Lake County, it's asking a lot to drive all the way to the JC. And we're trying to offer more classes on high school campuses as well, so that students in high school who want to take college campuses won't have to trek all the way here to the JC.
Well, SRJC is also offering some new programs beginning this fall that you think may have a positive impact on attendance or on the number of students who are actually enrolled.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at introducing a brewery program. As you know, with Lagunitas and Russian River and all the local breweries.
Yeah, Larry wants in on that one.
I'd like a doctorate in that program if you got it, doctor.
I think you might already have one from what I hear.
Good call. Touche.
Yep.
But also our drone piloting program. So if you watch a lot of the news these days, you see a lot of use of drones. And so Donald Leard in our IT department is going to be teaching, and our computer science department is going to be teaching a drone piloting program. And that's going to be exciting. And we also have a cybersecurity program, a la House of Cards and the current administration. So there's going to be actually greater demand for cybersecurity and personal identity thefts and preventing that. And I want our school to be at the cutting edge of that type of training.
Well, let's stay in touch then through the summer and into the fall when these new programs take effect, Dr. Chong. We want to be a good partner to SRJC and keep people informed of what's going on in that very large institution.
Yeah, we have great instructors here. And Pat, thank you for coming on campus a few months ago and having lunch with me. And look forward to your continued support. And KSRO, big supporters of our athletic program and all our Day Under the Oaks. We really appreciate our relationship with KSRO.
Well, thanks for being here. That is SRJC President Dr. Frank Chong on KSRO.